From the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. Who here's tried cocaine? It was rhetorical, Renee. Put your hand down.
I mean, you asked.
I'm totally kidding.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
It's rhetorical. Put your hand down, Renee. I mean, as far as it being a huge drug in the 80s, like Miami Vice and stuff, it was like Miami and the smuggling and Smuggler's Blues, you know, Glenn Frey. And it was all about the glam of just cocaine. And a lot of the movies and pop culture around there is based around it. Doing
Scarface.
It. I mean, Less Than Zero. I mean, I think it's just about coke. And then it seems like I just didn't see it that much. Maybe it wasn't exposed in like movies. People weren't doing it a lot, you know. Like they were doing it all the time in the 80s.
Uh-huh. Just super, like having a drink. They'd walk into like a place like, hey man, how you doing? Good. You guys, what are you guys up to later?
Yeah.
And
everybody
then that would be it. Like having a drink.
Kind of like smoking in movies in like the 60s, 50s and 60s. Really. Like, oh, smoking is like a romance. And light a cigarette for me, light a cigarette for her.
Yeah.
And then smoking went away. And I thought, okay, I guess, you know, coke as far as being in movie glamorization is gone. But it's still out there. People still doing it. And I don't know if you're, you know, watching these videos of the U.S. Naval Forces lethally strike vessels. The boats, like those cigarette boats that you would see like in Miami Vice. It's like, and there's the boats just skipping across there, just loaded down with drugs, heading, you know. And now these satellite images or whatever, drone images of just boom. And then, everybody on this boat, just instant flames, blows up. They say they were smuggling drugs, you know, from the Caribbean. But do they know what type of drugs it was? I mean, it's like, it's a fentanyl boat. That's coke boat through.
I thought it was a cigarette boat. No, they don't call it that for that reason.
Yeah, I thought they did originally. I'm like,
me too.
Cigarette boat. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Haul cigarettes so cool. That's how they deliver cigarettes in boats like that.
Captain Marvel, man.
Yeah.
A growing number of people in the U.S. and around the world want in on the cocaine. Since 2019, cocaine consumption has gone up by 154% in the western United States.
That's awesome.
Wow. 19% in the eastern U.S. I guess the crackdown has been on fentanyl.
Crackdown.
But the focus has been the fentanyl as opposed to cocaine. So people are like, and maybe there's a way to test cocaine to see if there's any fentanyl in it so you can like make sure it's good or not. I don't know. But there's been a subsequent increase in cocaine production in Colombia, so it's driven the price down.
Oh. No. Like, you can get your old Costco cocaine. Real deal.
Costco cane. One expert said the cocaine prices have plummeted in half over the last 5 years to $60 to $75 per gram.
I don't. Is that?
Wow. Move over, Ozempic. Coke's back. Says not only is this enabling more use in the U.S., but it's also leading to a surge worldwide. But says on the bright side, fentanyl use in the U.S. has been declining since mid-2023, according to the CDC. So it's like, but cocaine use is 154% increase. Wow.
Everything that's old is new again. I'm back, baby.
Cyclical.
Yeah, it is.
I'm wondering.
Pop it one nostril out the other. Just kind of goes around in a circle right there. You got no septum anymore.
Septum, schmeptum, that's what we say. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says Nantucket sewage has a 50% higher cocaine rate than the U.S. average.
I once knew a man from Nantucket. And,
Who saw some coke and said,
get
it. Chalk it up.
Chalk it.
Yeah, that's how they can test like for anything. Like they go down to the water treatment plant and see what kind of drugs people are using, or like they are on the money.
Yeah.
Like they'll do like little trace sampling to see if there's any coke on the money. And I think at one point there wasn't, like, you couldn't have any bill in America that didn't have coke residue on it. No, I don't know if you slow clap that. This sounds like a crazy accomplishment, though, when you think about how many bills are out there. But, a middle school math teacher in Louisiana is facing charges for bringing cocaine into her school. That extra cup of coffee just wasn't doing the trick.
Seriously. It's hard being a teacher these days.
Oh, this got to suck. Cops showed up at the school to a random drug sweep with a canine unit. Oops.
Oh, no. I hope that cocaine is in her panties, in her crotch there. That way she can at least go, oh boy, he must smell my dog on me.
Unless your vagina's filled with coke, I don't think you'd be sniffing that.
Got a little crack in it.
I mean, we had the canine guys in here, you know, when they're trying to get canines for LAPD. And that's not something that our tax dollars go to purchase, is the canines for the police officers. They have to have charity events
fundraise,
and things like
that,
fundraise to get these trained dogs. But in the training, do they train, the next time they come in, do they train them not to sniff ass on people and like giners and stuff or crotches of any kind? Like the only stank they look for is drug stank.
I mean, I think you have to do that. Otherwise, you're a distracted dog and you probably wouldn't pass the program.
Like no matter how much it's a dog's nose heaven going on down there.
Mm-hmm.
It would not stray from the business of I'm looking for drugs.
Yeah, right.
I think the reaction is different.
Because then if it does smell your crotch, it knows there's drugs in your crotch. Because a lot of people are going to hide drugs in their butt.
I think then if it sits afterwards, it's like, yes, I was smelling that, but I also smell the thing you're looking for. And I'm going to sit here and let you know. You know, they train them that way. Yeah. I think they said they sit.
Yeah, and then I guess they got to take you back someplace and do the whole body cavity check on you.
Oh, my God.
And then they don't find anything. They look at the dog, and he's just like, gotcha. She had a stinker, didn't she? Ew, gross. You had your finger in that.
He's like, at the end of the day, listen, I know I'm a cop, but I'm also a dog, okay?
Yeah.
I am a dog.
Yeah. I work all the time.
Let me have a little fun.
I'm very anxious. Yeah. I'm doing nothing but sniffing drugs all day long. I just wanted to have the one joke.
Let me be a dog once in a while.
Made you look. Gross. So anyway, that's this math teacher. She's probably freaking out when the random drug sweep happened and the canine unit started walking through her class. The dog zeroed in on a bag belonging to her, 47-year-old Virginia Summers. She sounds fun. So they searched it and found a small amount of cocaine in her wallet. And what'd she say?
It's not mine.
Right.
Holding it for my friend.
The center square of excuses.
Somebody must have planted it there.
That's almost the free space.
Did I do that?
She claimed it wasn't hers and belonged to a friend.
There we go.
But then she admitted she did snort some at an LSU tailgate the previous weekend.
Hmm. Why would you admit that?
Now, why is it in your wallet then? Well, we were at an LSU tailgate and I did do some of this with her, but then she put it in my wallet because she was wearing these really tight shorts and didn't have any room for them.
You could still say you were holding it for a friend. I get that. Fine. Stick with that. But you don't need to say, and I also snorted it last week. Just stop talking. Stop talking. Say less.
Yeah, I didn't buy it, but I did partake.
Yeah, no, don't say any of that.
I mean, then you're just kind of looking on. I think the idea is you think you're looking honest. Like, it's like, hey, listen, it really wasn't mine. I admit, I did snort it with her, but it's hers.
It doesn't even matter if it's hers because you're still in possession of it. So it's like, well, it is yours right now because it's in your wallet with your ID.
I'm panicking.
So, I see. I understand. Believe me.
The dog's sitting over there staring at me. They also searched her Honda CRV in the parking lot and found a small amount of weed.
Don't do this, not mine. I was holding it for a friend.
Not looking good for Virginia.
No. It's hard being a teacher these days.
She's facing charges for possession of cocaine, marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and for having them in a school zone. That's probably.
I'd say I brought it because I was going to sell it to my friend after work to get some money to buy some school supplies for the children.
A lot of money just ain't cutting it.
Right.
I think that the cocaine is up since 2019 because El Chapo was put away in 2019. I think it was when he escaped prison and then he got rearrested in 2019, and that just allowed all these other cartels to mass produce cocaine.
Oh, he wasn't the kingpin anymore.
Yeah, he wasn't in control anymore. He wasn't
He was a better businessman, supply and demand, and he basically only had so much supply and then kind of maintained the price. But now there's just a glutton of cocaine.
Kind of like De Beers with diamonds, you know?
Yeah, you got to hold back some of your.
Yeah, to create that demand.
Wow.
So I think
El Chapo School of Business.
I thought El Chapo had sons, though, that would take over the family biz. You know, like, hey, Pops is in prison, so we got to continue
Just because your dad's good at business doesn't mean you're good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Great point.
Yeah.
Did you ever suspect the teacher was on cocaine when you were growing up in school, or did anybody get busted at your school for coke or anything like that?
I mean, drinking. I think the art teacher was on weed, but what art teacher's not on weed?
You have to be.
You know, you're like, I'm an art teacher. I'm so like chill and mellow, and let's.
Did you ever like open up a drawer of the teacher's desk, just looking for I don't know, a pencil, eraser, something like that? There's a bottle of vodka in there. Nothing? No?
No. Oh, God. Definitely
one of my science teachers. She always smelled a patchouli. It was to cover
up
that. Yeah, it was to cover up the weed smell.
Yeah.
We had a math teacher who was married to the Spanish teacher. And one day we went in to watch a video in her classroom. And it was a porn. And I've never seen a woman. And she was.
It was her porn, though. Wasn't it like home porn?
Yeah, it was home porn.
A home movie.
Wow.
Oh. And I never saw somebody run so fast from the back of the room, you know, as they sit in the back, you know, watch everybody so they can keep an eye on.
Wait. So she hit play and then just turned around and walked back to her desk while it's playing. And so you had no idea until she turned around. What part of the scene did you see?
I saw a pleasuring taking place. Oh. Her? Girl on guy. Yeah.
She was a female teacher and on guy.
Yeah,
POV
with her husband
from his eyes or
with her husband. No, it was like a
tripod set up in the room sideways.
I don't know that profile. It was a tripod. Yeah, I mean it must have been, but it was for side view,
side profile view.
Yeah,
is he sitting in like a living room chair or was it like kitchen chair? What was it?
All I remember is plaid. So I don't know if it was a chair, a couch, a bedding.
That's probably a lazy boy.
Yeah,
I don't know, but that's all because she flew through so fast to that. VCR TV combinations. Shut up.
I can't believe she made it back to her desk without all these stupid kids going,
we did.
And then she turns around and sees it and she's still like 4 feet away and just dives for the button. Stop.
Oh, senora. Ay, Dios mío.
Did she quit? Like right after that? Moved schools?
Nope. They both retired there. They both retired.
Oh, he was a teacher too?
Yeah, he's a math teacher. She was a Spanish teacher.
Oh, that would have never flown at my school. It'd been like they'd have been gone the next day just because the word that's the hottest tea at any school is that you saw porno in math class.
I think it helped that they were married. You know? They were a married couple. And it was just
let the student body just watch a married couple do it? Okay.
You didn't bring the tape. The one that we had from the other night.
Oh, so
I think we just moved and got jobs at different school. I mean, just for our own sake.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't need to do that back then. That wasn't like a thing, you know.
Yeah, late 80s.
And embarrassment's always 90s. Been a thing.
Well,
just for the embarrassment alone, I think you'd change schools. Not that the administration would come down on you. Down on you.
It's the outrage.
We've had enough people coming down on each other around here. We're not going to come down on you, too.
It's a not, don't let it happen again kind of thing.
Exactly.
Hey, this isn't going to happen again, correct? No, never. No. And then it didn't happen again.
But I wonder if it's like when they had to have a meeting.
Oh, I'm sure
with the principal and maybe the superintendent of schools. And then they're like, all right, we need to see at least part of the video
that the kids saw.
Show us exactly.
Okay, well, basically, I was
wait a second. The dean of students wants to come in here, too. He wants to get a gander at this.
So this is pretty much what they saw. This is...
Hey, Janitor Jim wants to get in here, too. Come on in here, Jim.
And I was just basically just, you know...
Oh, my God. Get out the sawdust, Jim. This floor's going to get wet in a second.
You know, I was just basically like that, you know.
No, she's not reenacting it. It's just the video. I want to see the video.
Oh, that's where she really got in trouble. She reenacted it live.
On all of them. That's how she kept her job.
That's right.
Plus, the TVs in the classroom weren't, you know, 65-inch flat-screen TVs.
That's true, too.
It's 27-inch tube TV, which... probably couldn't really make out what was going on.
You could.
It was a tube TV that day. That's for sure.
Our generation could make it out. We watched we watched scrambled porn for years.
That's true. You could figure out how to pause it.
Green and purple and white scrambling at porno, and every now and then you'd see like a nipple. Like,
there was.
We could distinguish what we just saw pretty easily in great detail. I do have some signs that your teacher is a cokehead, if you want to hear them.
Oh.
Movie day is Scarface. you attend Charlie Sheen Elementary.
That'll do it.
When you finish your juice box, she asks for the straws.
It's not a crack program.
Your field trip is to Bolivia.
Come on, kids, get on the bus.
Her name is Ms. Lohan. These are all signs your teacher's a cokehead. When you sniff markers, she says, way ahead of you. Another sign your teacher's a cokehead. She's really cool. When the principal visits, she makes you hold her purse. That's what this lady should have did. Kicked it into the student's desk that she doesn't like. It's not mine. That's Ms. Lohan's. Sure, it's not. Everyone blames their friend, right, Ms. Lohan?
Just planted evidence.
And the last sign your teacher is a cokehead. She likes being a teacher. Yeah. Yeah, pretty soon we won't even have teachers. Did you hear the ad we ran about, were you molested by a teacher or a coach or a nurse's aide or teacher's aide, principal, supervisor, somebody on student council? Then give us a call. Like, they're like soliciting for people who have been molested at school. Maybe that's where all the money goes. We talk about, where does the money go for schools? Like, it's not going to pay the teachers. Maybe it's going to all the lawsuits from the teachers who had sex with students. Mm. Or now it's like the lawsuit's like, you laid a hand on my child, you grabbed him by the arm, pulled him out, and they got a bruise. I'm gonna sue you guys.
I think I'd want to wear a body cam if I was a teacher. Everything's recording all the time, constantly.
Yep.
From the time I enter school to the time I get in my car to go home, everything's recorded.
What do you think about AI teachers? No chance of touching your kid.
Would that be like the screen, like on a big Apple or like an iPad screen in front of the class, like on a stick, like on a tripod, and there's a face?
Oh, that's so primitive. I remember that, and they had the robot walking around, like the student. No, it was during COVID.
Oh, that's right.
And the student, like, who has no immunity system, they put him on some vacuum cleaner with an iPad stuck on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just rolled around the room. Yes. Vacuuming and taking notes.
Yeah.
But it was the kid who was in the class from home taking notes. Now, AI, as far as like good things, it definitely has some good uses. Honest, downtime from wiping out civilization and destroying the world, but AT&T is currently testing an AI receptionist, which can answer your calls and block spam. I think this is for everybody. Everybody has an AI receptionist on their phone. The main element is a screening process to determine if a call is legitimate or spam. I mean, it kind of does that now. It's like spam.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just don't answer it.
Right. Spam risk.
But it will answer those calls where there's nobody on the other line and they're trying to figure out if your number is,
legit.
A legit number or not. And so if somebody answers it, they're like, legit number. Now let's go sell that number to somebody else. Because I have to have so many legit numbers, so many pickups, as opposed to just rando numbers.
But if AI is answering it, then
AI recognizes, takes that number, goes,
block.
And goes through whatever process of blocking the number online.
Huh.
Of masking your number again. I mean, that's a good use.
Heidi Hamilton's office. Oh, I have an AI receptionist. It's kind of cool. Well, she must really be important. She's kind of like a...
It won't just give you information on the number. It can actually answer the phone, ask questions to figure out if the caller is human or a bot, and how urgent the call is based on the criteria you provided. So it'll actually answer the phone. Who may I say is calling? You get to pick the voice you want.
Oh, I love
it. Who may I say? What's this in regard to? If the caller checks the right boxes, then the call is passed through to you. If it fails, the system will hang up and take a message. Kind of like, pick out all the pictures with a bicycle in it.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes those are hard, Frank, because you're like, well, there's a little part of a tire. Do I pick that one or not? It's got like a little part of a bike tire, but are they counting that?
Yeah,
oh,
I know. I've had that too.
I'm not a robot. I'm not, but I don't. I'm going to go. I'm not picking it. I'm not picking it. I'm not. I'm just going to go with it.
Yeah, okay, robots don't have that much anxiety.
Yeah.
So, they recognize you immediately. It's I'm a the, human, I'm the but you don't want to talk to her.
Yeah.
You'll be on the phone all day.
Oh, she'll go
on and on about
nothing.
All right, let's get a look at traffic. Come right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.